We welcome you to Grace Bible Church today. We're glad that you are here and our call to worship, and it's been a few weeks since we've had one due to all the different activities and so forth. I'm drawing our attentions back to Isaiah chapter 40, and we're looking at the greatness of God and His creation, and we read in verse 25, "To whom then will ye liken me?" Now this is God speaking. "Or shall I be equal, saith the Holy One? Lift up your eyes on high, and behold who hath created these things, that bringeth out their hosts by number. He calleth them all by names, by the greatness of his might, for that he is strong in power, not one who faileth. Why sayest thou, O Jacob, and speakest, O Israel, My way is hid from the Lord, and my judgment is passed over from my God? Hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of all the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary? There is no searching of his understanding." These are verses of Scripture that remind us that we are limited, but God is unlimited. It's easy for us to have a little pity party and talk about how God just doesn't seem to care about all my problems and difficulties and so forth like that. And yet the sun came up this morning. The stars were out last night. They all shed their light. The plant life is all growing. The point is this. We have a tendency to become myopic in our view of life. And when we serve a God as mighty and as powerful and as all-knowing as the one that we serve, who is the only God, there is none other, we need to understand that there is nothing beyond His understanding. There is nothing that gets by and He doesn't know that it happened. There's nothing that slips by Him about your life. He knows everything. He is the all-powerful one. And he asked this question of Israel, "To whom then will you liken me? Who can you compare me with? Who does a better job than I do in running the universe?" Well, you sit there and scratch the side of your face and, "Well, I don't know anything." Well, the world comes up with evolution. "Well, we don't need a God. We just figured it out, you know. Little amoeba figured it out, crawled up on shore and became a something else, you know. We just figured it out." No, we didn't. We didn't figure anything out. And we're not doing a very good job right now figuring things out. Amen? God is alone. There is no one you can compare Him to. "Lift up your eyes," He says, "on high, and behold, who hath created these things that bringeth out their hosts by number? He calleth them all by names, by the greatness of His might, for that He is strong in power, not one who faileth." If you ever want to know how big God is, just start keeping track of all your failures. Okay? Keep track of all your failures. That gets pretty depressing because we fail all the time. We miss things. We goof up. I had a callback on one of my judging forms and I forgot to do a line on one of the students, and so I had to go back. I failed. I didn't get it all done. So I had to go back and get it done so it could be given to the school so that the child could see how they did on their judging sheet. We fail all the time. But who never fails? God never fails. And so let us keep that perspective as we consider where we are in the world and who God is and how powerful He is. And if you have a problem, take it to Him. He's the problem solver. He's the one that has the answer. We certainly don't.